going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pencils are sharpened. I have plenty of paper on hand. The laptop is charged. So is the cell phone. We're ready to go.
All right, Daryl. I have a
backup battery pack just in case something goes wrong?
No, that backup battery pack's actually the laptop.
Not that we probably should have done the producing before. How quick will we get on the air with our podcast tonight after they make the pick? How soon are we ready?
All depends on how fast we get to hear from Travis Hunter.
Ah, okay. Oh, you're banking it in. It's sold.
I've already started writing the story.
Are you going to be disappointed if you can't publish?
Well, I'm going to have to hit the delete button quite a few times if they go in another direction. Let's just put it that way.
So of the percentage of them drafting Travis Hunter tonight, your percentage is at?
95%.
What is the other 5% that could throw you a loop?
Abdul Carter.
And how much of that?
Or a trade down.
Yeah, I was going to say. So Abdul Carter's at what percent and what is trade at?
I'm going to say 4.5% for Abdul and 0.5% for a trade down.
Why so adamant about the fact you don't think they're going to trade?
Because I think that they can add the best player in the draft. And when you're coming off a 3-14 season and you get the opportunity to add the best player in the draft without having the top overall pick, you got to do it. That's why.
So then what's the plan with Travis Hunter if Daryl Ryder is the general manager and in charge of where he's going to play and when?
Well, I think it's up to the coaching staff to make that determination. But he would be a receiver first and foremost, and then I would incorporate him with some select defensive packages. I would not have him be an every down player on defense, but I would definitely, whether it's red zone defense, whether it's a nickel package, a dime package, maybe 20 or so snaps on that side of the ball, I think is realistic. We heard Kevin Stefanski yesterday kind of talk about how he feels that, you know, Hunter could do both. Certainly Denzel Ward sounded like a guy that's really excited about that idea as well, although he also did say that selfishly he would love it if they took Abdul Carter to pair him with Myles Garrett. But he's a receiver first and foremost in my mind. But here's the thing. It can go the other way because he's that talented. He could be a full-time cornerback and part-time receiver. Like in my view, I think he's that talented. So but if I'm in charge, the Browns desperately need offensive help. So that's where I would start his focus.
What would make Daryl Ryder mad? This is my favorite question.
I would say if the Browns trade down. I don't like that idea all of a sudden. I know early on in the offseason, that was stance I took. Use it, flip it for additional assets, whatever. But I think Travis Hunter's too good to pass up. So don't overthink this, Andrew Berry. Take Travis Hunter. Be done with it.
Do you trust Andrew Berry?
Do I trust him?
Do you trust
him? No, not really. Why would I?
That's why I'm asking you.
Like, why would I? His record's not that great when it comes to the draft. He does not ignore he ignores red flags, mm-hmm. which is something he should not do. The players that he has drafted, many of them have not panned out. He should stop drafting wide receivers in the third round. I think this is a make or break draft for him. He's, in my view, he's got two more years running the roster. But this is a draft he absolutely cannot afford to blow. They need, considering the quality of picks they have, five in the top 104, three of those guys need to be contributors this year, in my view. Need to see that at least three of those guys are going to be hits this year. Cannot blow this draft. There is no wiggle room. You can't go 3 years without picks. And then you have the allotment that you have this year and blow the picks. This is a very important weekend for Andrew Berry.
Is there a decent shot that the Browns trade back into the first round tonight?
That's hard to handicap right now. I would say right now, no. I don't think that they're going to trade back in to draft Shedeur Sanders. I think Shedeur's going to end up with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21, especially if the Saints pass on him at 9. It doesn't sound like the Giants are going to draft him unless the owner steps in and says, you're drafting Shedeur Sanders, which you never rule that out, right? I mean, hey, the owners own the teams, and you know what they say goes, right? If the owner asks you to tells you to do something, you got to do it. If you're a GM. So, it's really hard to handicap right now. Would I do it? Probably not, because I'm not crazy about any of these quarterbacks. I'm on record. I don't like any of them. I'm sure one or two of them will turn into fine players, but I just, based on what I've, looked at and researched, it's really hard for me to sit here and project which one of those guys it's going to be. So if you're going to throw stuff against the wall, praying something sticks, do it as cost effectively and without investing a lot of assets as possible. So I don't know that I would trade back into the first round.
Who's the best player in this draft?
Travis Hunter.
Oh, you without a doubt, you think it's Travis
Hunter? Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, that's why I'm so firm on take Travis Hunter. He's the best player in the draft. You don't even have the number one pick, and you get the best player. Because Cam Ward's not the best player in this draft. Not even close. There's maybe 15 guys that are better than him. Hmm. But he plays the right position. So the Tennessee Titans need a quarterback. So they're going to draft him. And good luck in Nashville. But I think Travis Hunter is the best player in the draft, and I think you got to take him.
What if for some reason Tennessee has been pulling the wool over everybody's eyes and they don't take him? Say they take Travis Hunter. Would you take Cam Ward at 2 then?
Yeah, then I'd probably run the card up for Cam Ward.
Okay.
Yeah. That because he's the best quarterback in this class. And that is absolutely a need. And I would take Cam Ward over Abdul Carter, absolutely.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You already have a franchise pass rusher, like okay. So I would go Cam Ward at 2 if he's available.
Daryl Ryder joining us, of course, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. All right, so you don't see them trading back up. You don't see any of those things.
Selfishly, I want my night to be done by 11 o'clock. Okay,
so this is all about Daryl.
All right. So if we walk out, let's say they let's go to hypothetical land.
All right.
Let's say they take Travis Hunter at
yep.
two. Life is good. They go through the night. They don't trade back up.
Yeah.
At 33, which direction do you go?
I would go tight end.
You're not going quarterback with that second pick? You're going tight end, huh?
Hang on.
Oh, you got me all excited. Keep going.
I'm going of any of the following position groups: tight end, offensive tackle, quarterback, running back, or defensive line. Any of those five positions, I am fine with the 33rd pick, the 67th pick, the 94th pick, and the 104th pick being used on one of those five positions.
What is a, no matter who they draft, what is a realistic expectation for next year? Because we were talking about this earlier, that, and does that make a difference tonight? No matter who they draft, right? What becomes a realistic expectation for next year? Does anyone think this is a playoff team for next year? I don't know.
The Browns do. I do not.
Okay.
I respectfully disagree. But then again, they should. I think that they should think in those terms. But I live in this little world called reality, little unknown quantity with Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. Right, the quarterback position right now still a disaster. They have no solution there until they stabilize it. They're dead where they stand. That's just the reality of it. So, multiple quarterbacks every year that they have to go through just to get through 17 games, like, it's got to stop. And it did for a little while. And then they, you know, figured out that they didn't want to stay the course there. They wanted to change course. And they went all in on a guy that they wasn't worthy of going all in on and also wasn't available to play because he was suspended his first year, and the third year's here, he's gotten hurt. So they are, I thought Denzel Ward said it best yesterday, because I point blank asked him, the chief grievance that Myles Garrett had this offseason was that this team is unable to compete at the highest level. And so I asked Denzel yesterday, what's it going to take for this franchise to compete at that level? And he said, got to stabilize the quarterback. Got to find that guy. So I don't believe that guy is available in this draft. Maybe Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and the rookie, they can cobble together 6 or 7 wins this year. For me, that's, I'm being realistic about it, because I don't think it's fair to sit here and tell fans, oh yeah, they're going to win 10, 11 games this fall. And then when they win 6 or 7, everyone's going to be like, wait a minute. I did that last year. Okay. I said they were going to win 11 games, make the playoffs. They won 3. So I'm being very realistic off of what they're coming off of, recognizing the holes that they have, and there are holes on this roster. And yes, they're going to have an opportunity to fill some of those holes. But yeah, I think they're a 6-7 win team right now, even coming out of this draft first thing Sunday morning.
Daryl, the Kirk Cousins ship has sailed, correct? Please tell me the Kirk Cousins ship has sailed.
Well, I you never say never. From my view, I think it should have sailed. At that spot, don't want to invest a whole lot of assets and a whole lot of money for short-term solutions. And that's what Kirk Cousins would be. He'd be another short-term solution. That's what Joe Flacco is. I can't say that about Kenny Pickett, because Kenny Pickett's 4 years in and just, don't really know what's there, right? Have an idea what's there. Don't think it's that great, but the Browns, maybe they're able to, fix him, right? And turn him into something. And so it's worth a shot, because you gave up nothing to get him. So there's no criticism there. But I am not interested in spending a lot of money or spending draft assets to bring in a guy that is a short-term solution. The reason I wanted Kirk Cousins as my number one choice this offseason was I had assumed wrongly, and that's what I get for assuming. We know what we say about that. But I had assumed the Falcons were going to cut him, and he was going to be a free agent, and the Browns were going to be able to bring him in close to a veteran minimum, 2, 3, 4, kind of like a Joe Flacco type of contract, right? Well, that's not materialized. And now it looks like the only way they're getting Kirk Cousins is if they trade for him, right? And then, how much is Atlanta going to pick up on that salary and this, that? Their GM was disputing the the report about not willing to eat $20 million or something like that. But my interest in Kirk Cousins has waned significantly because, again, I don't want to give up money and I don't want to give up draft picks for another short-term quarterback solution.
All right, Darryl, let me ask you just three quick questions or four quick questions here. They're just yes or no, maybe one sentence answer.
Okay, yep.
Okay, one more time just to reiterate before we let you go. The pick is?
Travis Hunter.
The Browns will get back in the first round to draft another player?
I'm going to say right now no, but anything happens, it's the draft.
The Browns will select a quarterback with the second pick, their second pick?
I'm not convinced of that. But I would lean that direction, but I'm not convinced.
By the end of tomorrow night, there will be a Buckeye off the on this year's team.
There better be, but because you know my philosophy, best Buckeye on the board. But maybe it'll be a running back.
Last question, who is the Buckeye they end up with?
I want it to be Henderson.
Okay. You'll be okay if it's Junkins?
Yeah, I'll live with any Buckeye.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's NFLU down there, man.
trust me. I watch it every week.
There's a reason I say best Buckeye on the board might be Andrew Berry's fail-safe drafting solution for this weekend.
Fair enough. Darryl Ryder, tonight I will talk to you on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland as soon as we have the opportunity to hop on the web to get us going. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right, Darryl. I'll talk to you tonight, and you'll be able to hear Darryl's reports and everything Darryl has throughout the day at 92.3thefan.com. Make sure you read them, too, at 92.3thefan.com.